Hello?
Hello, we're conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers for everyone who answers the survey. May I ask, what's your zip code?
48235.
And also, may I have, only just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth? The year of your birth?
1965.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I think of myself as a man.
Male, right?
Yes.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible.
Biden.
Huh?
Biden
in 2020, okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, or no?
No.
Okay. And what is your race? Your race, please. White, Black, African American, American Indian, or Alaska
Black.
Native?
Black.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, sir. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for offices like the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Definitely.
Okay, definitely we'll vote. How do you plan on voting this in the upcoming 2024 general election? Voting in person early before election date? Voting in person on election date, or voting by mail or other?
By mail.
Okay, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all. 0 to 10.
2.
Thank you so very much. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, Congress, State, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number. Thank you. Your opinion is important. Now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't feel, or if you don't know, or you've never heard of that people and or groups, please indicate so. Barack Obama, from 0 to 10.
And 10 is favorable?
Yeah.
Give him an 8.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
7.
Okay. Mark Kelly?
I give him 9.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Give him a 5.
Thank you. Josh Shapiro?
I would give him an 8.
Thank you. Gretchen Whitmer?
8.
Tim Walz?
8.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
0.
J.D. Vance?
0.
Thank you. Moving forward, what do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top 3 issues most important to you. Better transportation systems, public safety including gun violence, access to good jobs, abortion, climate change in the environment, affordable quality healthcare, criminal justice and police reform, rising cost of living, affordable quality housing, immigration, reducing racism and discrimination, protecting and expanding voting rights, access to quality education, none of the above or other, please specify.
Crime.
Crime?
Mm-hmm.
The economy.
Okay, the economy, when it comes to... One moment, please. Okay. One moment. So criminal justice and police reform, you said, right?
No, crime.
Right, but from the ones that I mentioned... Better public transportation services?
No.
Public safety, including gun violence?
Yeah, well.
Okay. Access to good jobs?
No. Healthcare.
Healthcare, right. One moment, please. Affordable quality healthcare? You can select one more or leave it like that, as you prefer.
I think I selected three already.
Crime is just... Yeah, but the crime one, let me put it in order then. Okay, got it, sir. Thank you. Crime, public safety, including gun violence, and affordable quality health care, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate? Democrat Kamala Harris. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Against Donald Trump.
Okay. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote? Somewhat more motivated to vote, make no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote,
no difference.
Or much less. Okay, no, makes no difference. Thank you. Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, makes no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Somewhat more favorable.
Okay. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot? Some, little, or not at all trust her?
Some.
Some trust. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice for reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot? Some, little, or not at all? Trust.
Some.
Some trust. Okay, thank you very much. And for each of the following traits, I'd like you to tell me how... To let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris somewhat, describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. The same is, represents the AAPI community. Describes her or not?
The what community?
AAPI.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much. Fights for all of us. Describes her really somewhat or a bit or not describes
her? I'd say somewhat.
Somewhat describes her, okay? It's tough on crime.
Somewhat.
Somewhat describes her. Is someone young girls can look up to?
I'd say somewhat.
Somewhat describes. Is prepared to be president?
Somewhat.
Describes. Okay, it restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community. Somewhat describes her, really describes her a bit or not describes her?
It describes her.
A bit or somewhat or really?
I'd say really.
Okay. Governs with an iron fist.
I'd say somewhat.
Somewhat describes her. Is a strong black woman.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you very much. And now I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to tell me, to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable, or if it makes no difference to you. Kamala forged her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protections for these victims. Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, no difference. Kamala Harris is proud alumnus of Howard University, the historically black university where she became a member Alpha Kappa, Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting black communities. Much more, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable, or no difference? Much more favorable. Kamala is dotingly referred to as Mamala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supporting presence she has been in their lives.
No difference.
Okay. And Kamala started a program called Back on Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment. Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, no difference.
I'd say much more favorable.
Mm-hmm. In 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples. Much more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, no difference.
Much less favorable.
Mm-hmm. Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policy agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training program for police officers.
Much more favorable.
Much more favorable. Got it. Thank you. Moving forward, sir, I appreciate we are at 80% almost done. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
All
right. 10, you said?
I said okay. Any
number from 0 to 10 on the scale.
Okay. Yeah.
10. 10, right. How extremely motivated you are on voting, right, exactly. It was again just for the statistic media, right, it repeats this question. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all. 0 to 10, any number you prefer.
0.
Okay, thank you so very much. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Harris.
Okay, Kamala Harris. And is that more of the vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump, once again?
More of a vote against Donald Trump.
Against Donald Trump. And do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all trust?
Some.
Some trust, okay. And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all trust?
Some.
Some trust, okay. And which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? I'll read you, stop me. I mean, it's a lot of options, so you tell me. Network news, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, Fox News, local newspapers, local radio, family and friends, Instagram, Facebook, national newspapers, Twitter, local TV news, Snapchat, CNN, TikTok,
local news,
local TV news. Okay, you can select one more, other or two,
Or two more.
Facebook, and local TV news. Right. Okay. Thank you. Are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential election come up recently in these group chats? Very often,
no.
Somewhat often.
No, I'm not in a group. So,
you do not use any group chats. Okay, got it. Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Mm-hmm. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or highest degree you have received, please?
High school.
High school graduate, diploma, or equivalent. Thank you. Are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay, thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18 or no? No. Last year, that is 2023, what is your total? What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Your best estimate.
About 50,000.
About 50,000 a year. Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation, okay?
All right, brother. You take it easy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
All right. Pleasure. You too. Bye.
Thank you.